Jackson Mayor Derek Dobies. They had a council meeting, I believe, online council session on Monday. Derek, how did that go?
Hey, Greg, thanks for having me on. The meeting went great, smoother than I thought. We had myself and the city attorney in the room there, the typical council chambers, and we had a TV off my right shoulder that projected out all of the cameras from, we used a GoToMeeting, so projected out all the feeds coming in from all the different places that other city council members were at, and then Jonathan Green was also on the line there, and so we were able to film that. JTV aired that live. They, I guess, just took a shot of myself and the TV and aired that. We also live streamed it on our Facebook page and had an opportunity for people to give public input either by one showing up to the second floor or two just emailing us comments, and those were read aloud by the city clerk. So it was went easier. We did kind of a trial run and tested the system earlier that morning, and everything worked out, and we'll be likely using that same system and again on the 31st.
Probably, not a lot of business you can get done right now during this pandemic?
Yeah, business has to continue. So what we actually did, just to make sure that we were minimizing, contact and keeping the meeting going, was to put everything onto the consent calendar. So we had a couple of housekeeping things, some appointments to different boards and commissions, and we're still kind of exploring how all of this works in the era of social distancing. So, but we did put everything onto the consent calendar. That made quick work of a lot of the other things. And the big thing that we talked about was the local state of emergency. So we had a vote on that per the Emergency Management Act. Michigan's Emergency Management Act, we had to, as the Chief Executive Officer, I can declare a local state of emergency, but within 7 days, that has to have a vote of the local governing body to be able to continue. So we got together to talk about that, talk about the fact that we wanted to stress the importance of the coronavirus and COVID-19 disease, and the fact that we're encouraging people to stay at home and help us save lives. And as we continue to see the number of cases in Jackson County tick up, I think we're around 6 now, but we took a vote on that to let people know how serious this is, that we're asking them to stay home, that we are working through the Emergency Operations Center to prepare for our response and recovery, and that we want to make sure that Jackson can get reimbursed and our community can get reimbursed for some of the traditional, non-traditional services that we've been working on. So it was 6-1 vote. And, I think this council is firmly behind the doing what it's going to take to not only stop the spread of the virus, but hopefully work on the economic hardship that's going to result as from some of these mitigation measures.
I know we've talked about it before, and I've asked you before, and we still get the question, what is the state of emergency? What does it mean, I guess, for the people?
Yeah, so I think that a couple of things. The state has declared a state of emergency through the governor's actions, and they've been working on putting forth a number of different executive orders to help curtail the spread of the virus. Declaring a local state of emergency makes that that much more, I think, vivid here in the city. It's a, first and foremost, a value statement that lets people know that the city is taking this seriously, and that, you know, we hope in turn that they can also take it seriously by practicing social distancing, washing their hands, and all the other preventative measures that we've been talking about. But I also think that most importantly, and what I've seen it's allowed us to do is to be more in control of our own destiny and in control of what measures we can take collectively together to help slow the spread of the virus and also help with the response and recovery. One of the things in after declaring a local state of emergency that we've done before the council meeting was put together the one of the annexes that helped us to figure out how we form an incident command for being able to connect people with resources, with food, with diapers, with formula, things that people either can't get with a bridge card or can't find at the store, and how we're going to come together as a community, work with Department of Health and Human Services, the United Way, you know, all the different nonprofits here in the city that work within the public health space, but also within the financial stability space, and making sure that, you know, we're taking care of the most vulnerable among us. So it's been a it's been great to see that come together as a component of kind of calling a local state of emergency and activating all of these different networks as part of the emergency action guidelines. And those are things that are happening right now. We have Zoe Lyons is kind of the incident commander for a particular annex of the emergency action guidelines that deal with the donations and the resourcing. And we're working now to figure out how we do the kind of the supply chain on that, and how we can do donations that are, you know, we got shout out to Selena Taylor and Tasha Carter and everyone else that are opening up their homes to accept some of the donations and then get them out into the field. But we're just talking yesterday about reopening the VOO Center for that sort of activity so that we can, you know, get resources in, get donations in, and then help connect those donations to those that need it most in a way that is conducive to not spreading the virus, but connecting people with those resources. So those are some of the things that we're working on. And above all, you know, it allows us to control the response and recovery a lot better under a local state of emergency than just waiting for the state to act, or waiting for the county to call a emergency of its own.
Yeah, great job by that COVID-19 relief group. We'll talk to Monica Moser later on in the program a little more on that from the Community Foundation. I'll ask you what Steve asked during the news about the recall election. What is that still on, and what does that look like going forward if we're still in the middle of a mess here?
Yeah, so a couple of things on that. You know, I'm still supporting Kelsey Heck. I think she's done a tremendous job, and her and I have been working together over the course of her time on council. And particularly in this emergency, she's been trying to figure out the different policy proposals that we can take now to kind of help with some of the economic hardship that we're likely to face, you know, in the coming weeks and months. So she's doing a tremendous job. But as far as the election itself goes, I know that there was going to be a school proposal on the May election that is now, I believe, been moved to either August or November. So now the only thing that the city would have is the recall, and that's limited to the 5th Ward. And we were on a call with the Secretary of State's office. It sounds like that's being transitioned to a vote by mail election only. So people that wish to vote will mail out applications to the permanent absentee voter list, and then those that wish to vote will have the opportunity to do so with a mail-in ballot. And I think that's what elections are going to look like until we can get beyond the social distancing and coronavirus spread that we have here. You know, we certainly don't want to open up a lot of polling locations and kind of undo a lot of the stoppage that we've been able to institute so far. So I think that's kind of how the election's going to go, and we'll see what, you know, the Fifth Ward traditionally has very low turnout, so this will be one of the first elections past the passage of Proposal 3 that will allow us to kind of see what we can do to increase turnout, hopefully, in the Fifth Ward that's had that traditionally some of the lowest turnouts in the state. You'll remember that the Attorney General, Secretary of State, actually came down to Reed Manor to talk about some steps that could be taken to increase turnout in some of those precincts. So that's kind of the outlook for the election now. It's continuing to move forward, and it'll be a vote by mail only election.
Another question on the leaf pickup. I saw the street sweepers were out, in fact, yesterday. You're still cleaning streets. What about leaves?
Yeah, so we just finished our first round of leaf pickup. I know there's, as soon as I say that, there's probably going to be a lot of people grimacing on their radios about some leaves that got left behind. Don't worry, we are going to be coming back. We just finished the first round. Obviously, that got us caught up by a lot of changes in weather, and we had a early winter. But now that the weather is trying to break here, we had a couple of warm days that allowed us to get out and keep working at it. And we're going to be doing another round and continuing to clean up in spring. That's the benefit of not contracting this work out and having the equipment here. Is that we're able to continue that work and continue to pick up those leaves. So they're going to be going back out and continuing to suck up leaves at the curb at the spots that they've missed. And I'll say that while others were kind of frustrated by the weather not cooperating with us, it has allowed others to, you know, kind of have an earlier spring cleaning than they would have thought. And I've talked to a lot of people who were able to kind of, after the weather broke, rake out the rest of their stuff to the curb and have all that sucked up. So I think that's the intent, is to continue to do that on a semi-frequent basis to keep our neighborhoods cleaner, keep our streets cleaner, and reduce the amount of sediment that's actually just sitting on the road and ultimately getting into our catch basins that we have to clean out at a later date. So with that equipment, we'll be able to continue that work throughout the entire year.
What's the meeting schedule, Derek? When do you have a meeting coming up?
We have a meeting coming up next Tuesday, March 31st. It's actually a regularly scheduled city council meeting, so we'll be putting some things onto the agenda that I haven't seen it yet. It kind of gets developed today and tomorrow, and then sent out to council and the public on Friday. The work that we've been conducting at City Hall has been pretty heavy on our response to the coronavirus and what we're doing and how we're changing our functions and kind of shutting down City Hall and reducing our staff at City Hall, and now ultimately having people work from home and what that looks like. So, I don't think that there'll be too much on the agenda, but that's our regularly scheduled city council meeting next Tuesday, the 31st, and we'll probably continue. It'll look something like we just did at our special meeting on Monday afternoon So,
okay, Jackson Mayor Derek Dobies, appreciate his visit today on WKHM, WKHM.com.